Grave Doubts by Elizabeth Corley, read by Charlotte Strevens. February. He watched the woman from his hiding place deep in the bushes. It would be dark soon, and the remaining occupants of the park would leave. The chill evening and threat of rain had driven most away already, but he knew that she would wait because she had an appointment with him. It pleased him that he had this power over her. The first time he'd suggested that they meet, she'd been eager. She had lingered in the rain for nearly an hour while he waited in the warmth of his car. When she finally gave up, he'd followed her home, delighting in the glimpse of her long calves as they flashed from the confines of her winter coat. He should have taken her soon afterwards. That had been the dare. Instead, he'd hesitated. Hours of delay had turned into days, days into a week. He let opportunities pass, happy enough with his fantasies and the pleasure of anonymous proximity. He had brushed by her in the street, smelt her perfume, and pondered over her solitary, idle existence. She never went to work. After a week, his points were forfeit. He should have abandoned her and moved on to someone else. Instead, he'd asked her out for a second time, something he had never done before, but she was special. He knew that she'd be better than all the rest, worth the danger and the punishment he was risking because of his disobedience. It was forbidden to go back for the same woman twice, completely against the rules. He glanced at his watch, pulling down the cuff of new leather gloves to study its luminous dial.